Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Iski.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday, as it always is when we're on. The 23rd of what month is this? January.
It's January of the new year.
Coming to you live from the Orlando Convention Center, the 2015 PGA Golf Show. It gets bigger, and I don't know how it can, but it gets bigger and better every single year.
This is by far my favorite event that we do every single year. And it's great that it's at the beginning of the year, but then it's also kind of bad because now nothing else lives up to it.
All right, with that said, since you want to come so badly, next year you're going to push me in a wheelchair.
Absolutely not.
There's just too much damn
walking.
Just too much damn walking.
No.
All right, a lot of sports stuff that we got to get to. We're going to also do a whole lot of golf-related subjects as well. Coming up on the program will be the president of Dynamic Brands, Craig Ramsbottom. We're also going to have a CB Light golf bag to give away. Top notch. So he's coming up here momentarily. We're also going to have, and did you catch Connor's last name from Mission Belts?
No, I didn't.
Connor will be here in about 20 minutes. Go to the website because we're going to give away a few of the belts, and you need to go to the website because if you want to win, all you're going to have to do is send us an email, and in the subject line, you're going to need to tell us what belt you want. So you can't say a black belt. You can't say a white belt.
You got to be specific.
First of all, if you want a black belt, get your ass in the gym and earn it. Don't go out and buy it.
There you go. I see what you did.
Okay. There. I want to know the name, the SKU, all of that kind of stuff to be able to be registered for the belt from Mission Belt. Also, we possibly will have Tom Gaki, hopefully I pronounced his name right, vice president of golf from OGO, who has, I hate to say this, the kick-ass item that I've seen today. The Stars and Stripes golf bag, backpack,
definitely
roller bag, duffel bag, bag and bag.
The
whole line. Outstanding. So hopefully the three of them will be coming, a few other people. We also have one of our rock stars hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
To my left. Chris, what's up, buddy? No, into the microphone.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
This is like heaven for you, right?
Yeah, this is beautiful. I love this event.
You know, I don't know if you knew this, Alex, but he went to college for golf.
I've played golf with the
guy. I know that. I don't know if you guys
talk. So we've had this conversation.
I don't know if you talk and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, that's 18 holes. We're sitting next to each other. We got to do something. We're not playing golf.
No, I'm not playing golf. You two guys are playing golf. So does it get bigger and better every year?
It has. It has. This is my third time. I came in 08. I came in 09 when I was in the Golf Academy. And they have a booth here, actually, Golf Academy of America. They're a local school, and they have a few campuses throughout the country. But, yeah, every time I've been, it's gotten bigger and better.
Yeah, definitely. We need to get in another couple golf tournaments. I know I carried you in the last tournament.
I know.
I understand that. But our prizes were kind of outstanding.
It was great. That was a great
What'd you
tournament.
Walk away with? A golf bag, a flat screen.
Yep, 40-inch smart TV by Samsung, flat screen. It was nice.
Not bad.
Not bad at
Spiffy.
All.
So
Spiffy.
We've got some tournaments coming up. But let's get into this real quick, Alex, because, you know, before some of the golf representatives show up from right behind us, the Dave Herman deal.
Yeah.
We had Dave Herman on the program last night. We also had, with protection, a police officer from the state of Florida.
Officer friendly,
to give his side, his version of right and wrong. Now, when I first asked you to watch the video, Dave Herman, a former UFC fighter,
yes,
who got pulled over, got arrested, got tased, on and on and on and on and on. Give me your thoughts, because when I first asked you to watch, and it's on YouTube,
It is, definitely.
When I first asked you to watch it, as I was reading into your responses, you kind of felt like the police officers went overboard.
I did, yes. I thought that, and I still, while I understand, I also feel that given the situation, it went from 0 to 60 and beyond very quickly. And while everybody was adding to that, at that point, I still didn't feel that a tasing was necessary to control the situation.
I'm going to disagree with you because from the very beginning, even before, can you take this? Even before the situation that we read the Wikipedia, mm-hmm. that we read that he was on the highway with no headlights and no taillights, even after we saw some of those things, I thought from the very beginning, everything was justified. Mm-hmm. I know that I've even had some response. I think that's Connor going to be because it was from Utah. So.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yes, Connor from Mission Belt. We are supposed to have him on, I think, towards the bottom half of this hour, be able to talk to him. And, of course, go to missionbelt.com. Very easy. Take a look because we're going to be trying to give away some belts.
Not trying. We will.
We will.
We will give away some belts. So back real quickly. When you said that it escalated from 0 to 60, if the 6'5", 6'8", whatever yeah. Dave Pee Wee Herman is, if he would have stayed in his car, mm-hmm. I don't think any of this would have happened.
100%
agree. I don't know how much of this you're aware of, Chris. But
not much.
All right.
100% agree.
Some say he was allegedly speeding, immaterial. He... Police car behind him. He doesn't stop.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. He drives to a well-lit location, a gas station. There's cameras. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Don't get out of the car. You know, and then for him, you know, and again, we have to remember this is a different show. We talked about it in detail last night. Dave Herman called in. The police officer called in. Not that police officer. A police officer. And he kept demanding, as did his wife, for three forms of ID. You're looking for trouble. Now, I know that there's people out there saying, well, they may not have been a police officer.
It's happened before.
It has happened before.
Yes.
He got, and we still don't know because he didn't answer whether it was an unmarked car or it was a marked car. It had, you know, lights, it had sirens, all that kind of stuff. But still, he flashed his badge. Mm-hmm. He showed his ID.
He was in uniform.
He was in uniform, which he can purchase, but I understand that. I just think I think Dave Herman and his wife were looking for trouble. Now, when we spoke to the police officer last night, the only thing that bothered me was the police officer came up when he realized that Dave Herman's wife, Madeline, I believe her name is,
correct,
was filming. He asked, is there someone in the back seat? They said, yes. She said, yes, a two-month-old, you know, their two-month-old baby son. She asked, can I roll the windows up? He said, no. I was upset with that until Officer Friendly last night explained why. You know,
it made a lot of sense.
It can distort the view. They don't know if there's a gun in the car. What she should have done, and I asked Officer Friendly this last night, what if the girl would have said, Officer, I have a two-month-old son in the back. Can I throw a blanket on him? Can I get out of the car? And can you roll up the windows? He claimed that would have been okay. We don't know. I hate hypotheticals.
Sure.
But that's the only part of the entire thing that kind of bothered me was the two-month-old son in the back. And again, if Dave Herman would have stayed in the car until the police officers came up and he could have then rolled the window down, expressed it, can I get out of the car so I can roll up the window? I think Dave Herman escalated the whole situation.
And I 100% agree with you, even though I feel it was still an unnecessary reaction to what happened. Stay in the car.
Did he have to say? And again, I consider Dave Herman an acquaintance, not a friend, yeah. an acquaintance. Did he have to say, if I was black, I'd already be shot?
No, not at all.
Uncalled for.
Had absolutely zero to do with any situation. And again, this goes back to, was he looking for trouble? Was he not? Or was he trying to avoid trouble? Especially when you introduce a statement such as that, considering the social landscape right now.
The police officer continued to say, turn around, as he was like looking at the police officer, turn around, get on your knee, just do it. I mean, and again, he's claiming, well, I could have been shot in the back. There's cameras there. You're videotaping it.
That was the only reason why they went there. It was a well-lit area with cameras.
Okay.
I agree.
Just wanted to kind of get that off my chest. I kind of wanted to just get that over with real quickly.
Sure.
Inflategate.
Ooh. Yeah, inflate, deflate.
That's right, deflate, not inflate. Deflate. Here's the only thing, and I'll let both of you, and if you know, producer John's running around, Lightning Steele's here with us. If he wants to grab a headset and put his two cents in, you know, whatever everybody wants to do is fine. Here's the funny thing about the whole situation. You know, are they cheaters? Obviously, somebody did something. But the thing that kills me is they scored 21 unanswered points in the second half with the different footballs, with the proper inflated footballs.
And it still would have been a two-score game.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like it was 3 points.
No, it was a blowout.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I have...
Or a rocket surgeon.
Or a surgeon at all. I'm barely a talk show host. But I have caught a football before.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that it probably is easier to catch a little underinflated ball than a ball that, you know, is too, you know, as much as it is. I understand that. So people are coming back with, I heard somebody say, LeGarrette Blount rushed the touchdown in. Yeah, but they passed it down. You know, they threw some passes. So I understand it. Who is guilty? How is it guilty? I guess it's come out that the Patriots will not suffer any penalties. They'll not lose any draft picks. Some knuckleheads are saying, well, they should be disqualified and let the Colts go.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not. One thing that has been driving me nuts in the first place, and I'm pretty sure they do this in college as well, is they have their own set of footballs they play with for the game.
Each side. Yeah,
and then for the Super Bowl or for the championship, the national championship now for college, they use their own set of balls for the entire game, and both teams use the same set of balls.
Now, is that new?
Why?
Is that new?
No.
Because if Brad Johnson has come out with, and I don't understand why in the world he would have come out with this 14 years later, but if Brad Johnson claims that he paid, or somebody claims that he paid a $7,500 bribe,
correct,
that's what it was called, for the footballs to be scuffed up, how did he get control of the balls if it was for everybody? You know,
there would obviously need to be some work done, but that's also why I understood that there were 100 balls that needed to be
scuffed up
because it was one group of balls for the entire game for both teams. I don't understand why each team has that opportunity during the regular season. I don't understand why a quarterback is allowed to have his footballs be prepared just the way he likes them for a game. I am perfectly cool with having every single game they play with a new set of footballs, straight out the bag. They are.
No, they probably
shipped
are.
Shipped in from. No, they aren't.
Really?
They are.
But enough of the balls disappear after every Emmitt Smith touchdown, after all of that kind of stuff. You know, it is different. It works the way it is. So, whatever. All right, I know that we are a little bit over. So let's hit this break real quick. When we come back, this is going to be pretty cool. From Mission Belt, we're going to talk about some very cool belts. Matter of fact, I'm going to save it for when Connor comes on. I did something today that I normally don't do, and I'll discuss what it is when we come back. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, before we get into our first interview,
yes,
we will have some tickets next week to give away for UFC 183.
Yes.
Is that what's next Saturday?
Yes, 183, Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz.
We will have some tickets to go to the Regal Theater.
Yes.
In Pinellas Park.
Park Place.
Park Place. So we will give those away next Thursday and next Friday. And you can go to the Regency. I don't know what the charge is, but you'll have the free tickets. You can go watch the fight. Going to be some good fights. And we will talk more about that later in the program and next week. So I did something today that I have not done in a long, long time.
Research.
No, no, not. Well, that
oh,
too.
Oh, okay.
No, that too. And I'll explain what it is. But first, let's welcome from Mission Belts, Connor MacArthur. Connor, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about the belts. They were on Shark Tank, my favorite show. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But getting right into the nitty-gritty, there is one problem with the belt.
Let's hear it.
The belt is so kick-ass that I have to tuck my shirt in now.
That's right.
I never tuck my shirt. Guys, do I tuck my shirts in?
Absolutely not.
Because I am wearing this kick-ass red belt. I had to tuck my shirt in.
Well, you got to show it off, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but people got to see what you have going on. So.
I'm going to go home and my wife's going to say, what happened to my husband? Why is your shirt tucked
You're
in?
You're presentable.
Exactly. Talk about the Mission belt.
Absolutely. So this is a one-in-a-kind belt. We've got a no-holes belt that actually uses a ratchet system. I'll try and get the sound of this thing as it clicks. don't know if you could hear that. But no, basically, what we do here is we put the end through the tip of the buckle here, and it falls into place using something that looks like a zip tie. So we are Mission Belt because we actually donate $1 of every single belt sale to help people throughout the world to escape poverty. And we don't give that money to them. We lend it to them so they can actually start enterprises of their own. And so they purchase chickens, cows, whatever it is, so they can actually start to generate income for themselves and break the poverty cycle.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is definitely awesome. One of my favorite segments on Shark Tank was when you guys, I don't think it was you, but whoever it was that was on the show. And I remember that they asked, well, what did you do? Who was the person that went on the show?
Yeah, so he's one of the partners. His name's Nate Holzapfel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he comes out and they said, so you're in LA, blah, blah, blah. What did you do yesterday? And he said, I sold 10 belts or 20 belts. I don't remember what
that's
it
right.
was. And they kind of looked at him. And my favorite guy, Mark Cuban, goes, well, how did you sell them? He goes, I went door to door. And that's what Mark Cuban did when he was young. And, you know, he sold trash bags door to door. And it was just so cool. And he said, I will do whatever it takes to get this to the next level. And how far, you know, along are you from since being on Shark Tank?
Well, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, we went from selling these belts out of trunks to a completely different level. Shark Tank launched us onto a national scale. It was unbelievable. I mean, the amount of momentum that we generated from that show and the amount of exposure that we got, I mean, we're incredibly grateful. And the deal that we did with Damon John, we just, you know, his mentorship and his advice that's guided us through this operation.
Is that why he was here on Wednesday?
Yeah, so he came. He actually partnered up with another team, another company that was here as well.
Uh-huh.
But he was over with us taking pictures, having a good time. It's great to see him.
I was going to come on Wednesday. Typically, I only come on Friday.
Well, you missed out.
And this is even going to be funnier. You know, yeah, part of our team came. But this is going to be the tie-in that we talked about off the air, and I normally don't talk to people, you know, off the air. We were going to come. I was going to come because of Damon John. I wanted to meet him. We've talked on Twitter, the whole nine yards. But he was here like from 2 to 5. And I had to go to Book of Mormon at 7 back in Tampa.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Damon John, take my wife to Book of Mormon. You know, so I decided to go to Book of Mormon.
Good for you.
We've had some callers already, and they want to know the name of the belt. Now, I'm not going to let you talk about the name of the belt because we're giving a couple belts away.
Fantastic.
And I told them that for them to be able to register to win a belt, they have to tell me the name of the belt.
There you go.
You know, you got to go to your website, which – that's another question. They want to know the website. But you need to go to the website that you will announce here in a second and just put in the subject line the name of a belt. And there's so many different names.
Yep.
And I don't like them to tweet it out because people cheat. And then they'll take that tweet and then they'll just retweet it. So we want them to only send it via email, but go ahead and give out the website.
All right. It's missionbelt.com.
So difficult.
It's pretty easy.
It's so difficult.
Yeah, we like to keep things simple.
Now, there's more to the belt than obviously the design and all that. It's also, there's teams, there's collegiate teams, there's pro teams. Talk about that product as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean.
Without giving the name of the belt out.
I won't tell anybody. No worries there. So this year, you know, we've done a lot of exciting stuff. One of the most interesting things we did was team up with the NCAA, and we were able to launch quite a few teams. So we've got over 65 different schools that we have collegiately licensed. So you can actually see the school logo and insignia there on the front of the buckle.
Very cool.
This is something you can wear to game day. It's something that you can wear at the office. It's something you can wear around the house, but it's a good way to show the team pride. We've also got NBA and we've got NHL. So we've got a huge variety of teams available for people to purchase.
And the beauty is with, and think about where I'm going with this without, you know, saying our boy Maurice Bates' name, like I did. You know, the beauty is Maurice Bates is on Golden State this year. Well, he's a free agent. He could be on another team next year. So you might have to buy it this year and next year when he goes to another team.
Well, that's part of the magic, right?
Exactly.
We want to make sure that people keep coming back to us.
So. Exactly.
Repeat business.
What about from here on out? What are you looking at? How do you make an already kick-ass product better? What are you looking at?
So we're just looking at ways to innovate. We want to redesign, you know, a few different features. We want to continue providing a quality product to people. And so what that means for us is looking at different straps. We're looking at doing a webbing strap, at doing a high-end Italian line. We're figuring out ways to do a woman's belt, but that's something entirely different that we're not sure we're capable of tackling, though we would like to, absolutely.
Jumping in real quick, you know, one of our guys that went out, and thank you very much, you hooked us all up with a belt.
Of course.
One of the belts, one of the guys needed a smaller belt.
Yeah.
And one of the girls in the booth took care of that in about, 2 seconds?
A little less, maybe.
Maybe. Well, it took her a second to grab the scissors. And then talk about that process, that really one belt fits all.
That's right. It's a super cool belt. If you're not exactly sure what your size is, you can always order a little bit larger, and you can detach the buckle from the leather, and you can cut it down just with a pair of ordinary scissors and then reattach the buckle. So, I mean, in addition to the fantastic functionality, it really is a one-size-fits-all belt.
Like I said, we really didn't talk much about the interview. I went and I introduced myself, and so I don't know the answer to this. And sometimes that gets me in trouble.
I'm sure it does.
Can you change belts? Can you change belt buckles?
Yes, you absolutely can. You can go to our website, or you can go to any store, and you can purchase the buckles and the leathers a la carte. So if you've already got a silver buckle, you can go and you can buy a red leather, a blue leather, a black leather, and then you've got three belts with a single buckle.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So I'm not sure which I want to do. Do I want more belts or more buckles? Because the buckles are cool.
Well, it's a tough decision, right?
No, it means I just got to get more of both.
That's right.
Who comes up with the design? Do you have a design team? How does that whole thing work?
Well, you know, the cool thing about this is it's, you know, we're still a relatively small operation. It's, like I said, it's been around 2 years. So everybody gets to pitch in, right? So, you know, my technical title is CFO, but what that means is sometimes I take out the trash, sometimes I design the next product line, right? But realistically, everybody is constantly thinking about different ways and different things that we can do, and we can just make it happen. So there's nothing like this.
Except, well, I was going to make a joke, but in case my family's listening, I won't say it that way. When you have a product like this, I'm sure it's like your children. You love them all.
That's right.
But is there one that you love more?
Absolutely. You know, we just came out with we're about to come out with a totally new line. We've got a webbing line, and the one that I wear every single day is actually the camo version. So it's a matte black, it's a flat black buckle with a camo webbing belt. So stay tuned. That'll be coming out here in a few months.
And with any luck, you'll see, I don't know, me wearing something like that
as well. I'd say that's a very high possibility.
Where can people, you know, purchase the belts? How can they get them? Do they go to your website? You tell us.
That's the easiest way to get them. We're in over 1,000 stores nationwide. Most of those are small specialty shops. So the thing that I always recommend to people is to actually go to missionbelt.com, and you can find everything there. You can find all of our selections. You can go find your favorite belt. We ship extremely fast. We can have it to you in just a few days. So come by and place an order. Absolutely.
And again, we're going to be giving a couple away. All you have to do is go to the website, missionbelt.com, put in the subject line, just any name of a belt. It doesn't even matter if it's the one you want to win. And then we'll contact you when we have the drawing, and you can pick a couple out. If you can put all the info up there. When do you go back?
So we leave tomorrow morning. So just packing up here and heading out tomorrow morning.
And what's next for you? Is there another show?
So home for a week, and we've kind of been on a death march here, but a week from Monday, I'll be in Las Vegas at the Magic Show.
I went to that last year. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm supposed to go to that, depending on whether I go to the UFC next week.
Okay.
Before we let you go, Shark Tank, one of my favorite shows. Like I said, I've talked to Damon John a little bit via Twitter. What kind of guy is he? What does he like to work with?
He's an incredible mentor. I mean, his experience is unmatched in the apparel world. So anytime we have a question, we need to make a contact, anything like that. I mean, he's extremely helpful. He's always lending a hand, and if we need him, he's there for us. Really great guy.
Now, I love it, and I've talked to my wife. I'm like, it's easy to say this, and I'm throwing you one of those softballs, but it is what it is. You know, it's easy to say after the case, Damon John is the guy that we wanted.
Yeah.
Wicked Good Cupcakes, a sponsor of ours. We wanted Mr. Wonderful. They never filmed that before. It's always after.
That's right.
Was Damon John the guy that you were kind of looking at because of his background in FUBU and such?
No question. I mean, of all of the sharks, he's the guy that has experience in apparel. And that's exactly where we're in. So we need his experience. We need his expertise. And all of those things are assets that he provides to us. And it's been tremendously valuable.
Does Mark Cuban wear the Maverick belt?
Yes. They all wear mission belts.
That's
they love
awesome.
Mission belts.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Connor, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show 2015. We're going to hit another break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair.
Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mick4hair.com. That's mick4hair.com. Call Mick 4 Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
On the all-new action adventure, The Scorpion King 4, Quest for Power, starring Lou Ferrigno, Barry Bostwick, and icons from the mixed martial arts world and professional wrestling world. The Scorpion King 4, Quest for Power, available now on digital HD and Blu-ray combo pack from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. It's rated PG-13. We have a copy of the DVD and a signed poster by everyone but Hoist Gracie and Big Country Roy Nelson. We will be giving away the package again. All you have to do, go to the website, knockoutradio.com. In there, there's a contact link. Send us an email, and in the subject line, put Scorpion King 4. And we will have another drawing tonight at 11:59:59.
Easy as that. Breaking news, literally, as you were speaking, SportsCenter is saying that the NFL interviewed 40 people in their probe into the Patriots ball controversy, and they have not made any judgments, basically
as to what to do,
as to what to do. But
here's my comment on that, real quick.
Okay,
here's my comment. It doesn't matter what they do.
Yeah,
it's worth whatever they're going to do to them.
Yeah.
Because if it did give them, and I don't think it did, if it did give them any advantage, they're going to the Super Bowl. It's worth losing a draft pick. It's worth whatever fine you're going to, you know, fine a multimillionaire. It's worth whatever you're going to, you know, Belichick. It doesn't matter. I don't think it, you know, it helped, But I'm just saying, fine them. Who cares?
So you're talking about all of that is in the immediate, the near future right now. You go further, you're talking about Hall of Fame decisions, be it for Belichick, anybody on the coaching staff, Brady. Does stuff like that, especially paired with Spygate,
right?
What was that, 07, 08?
Yeah, somewhere
time frame?
Facebook Chidihana, too. He'll tell you when it was. Do you follow him on Facebook?
No,
oh, my God. It's brutal.
Is it?
It's brutal.
So all of that put together, how does this sort of set the scene for
it could.
Something
no,
like...
No, I mean, good call. Good
like
call.
Hall of Fame.
I definitely think it could. You know, when it comes down to, you know, to voting, who did know, who didn't know. Belichick claims he did not know. Now, as you watch the four-letter network, as you watch all these other shows, Bill Belichick is more hands-on than Schiano was. And that guy touched everything.
Right.
Well, maybe not everything, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I know exactly. How did he not know if he's so hands-on? But he said he didn't know, and if you can't prove that he knew, he didn't know. Tom Brady came out in his press conference and said, I didn't know. I didn't. And I'm not saying I don't believe him. Because I want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl because of Jonathan Casillas. But if you touch the ball, how did the officials not know?
Yeah, if it was that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They would have felt that. Absolutely.
Hands-on. Talk about hands-on every single play.
They're touching it every single play, and they take it, and they throw it up to the ball boy, and you know they swap them out or they do whatever. Well, you know how this whole thing, you know, how they found out, don't you? Are you guys aware of how supposedly?
I thought it was the Colts said something.
What happened basically was when the Patriots played the Colts the first time during the regular season, Brady threw an interception. The guy who intercepted it, whatever his name is, took the ball, gave it to the equipment guy, and said, I want to save this. I just got an interception from the great Tom Brady.
Right.
And he kind of like touched it, felt it, like, hey, something's not right here.
Wait a minute.
So they notified the NFL to be aware of this.
I also heard that the Ravens gave the Colts a heads up. I don't know if that there's any truth to that, but rumor, gossip, hearsay was that there was a little bit of a, hey, wink, wink, just so you know.
The balls were checked, allegedly. Mm-hmm. They were checked at the beginning of the game. So did somebody then deflate them?
It would have to be the only other person besides a referee that touches a ball on the sideline would be a ball boy.
We're the ball boys, right.
Well, I heard an interview yesterday with Sean King, and he was talking about how quarterbacks go about this situation with the balls. And he said basically it's just the quarterback and the equipment boy, or the equipment guy, okay, who deal with that situation. So as far as Belichick knowing, I wouldn't think that he necessarily had that opportunity. You know,
so there could be a little plausible deniability,
yeah,
when it comes
absolutely
to Belichick.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about during the interview. And Sean King was saying that, you know, every quarterback likes his ball different. You know, and
which, again, I don't understand why they should have that option.
I don't know. And, you know, I read somewhere that Tom Brady was part of the group that lobbied to have that because it didn't used to be that way at a certain point. And that was just something that I read on there.
Here's my thought about if Belichick knew or not. Bill Belichick knowing that something illegal being done is as stupid as, I don't know, Aaron Hernandez committing the murder himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How ironic, you know, Patriots, Patriots.
Of course.
It's beyond thought that somebody that high up, that his career could be.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, if he's found guilty of this, of cheat. And again, I'm okay with pushing up to the line. I'm okay with stepping over the line a little. And I know they talked about this on Mike and Mike, and I did think about it before them, even though I got to give them credit because I did hear them say it as well.
Right.
In baseball, it's legal to steal signs.
Sure.
Which is cheating.
Yeah.
But it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be in center field with binoculars stealing signals.
No.
You have to be on the field of play.
Yeah.
You can't be in
What's
the
so funny?
You can't be in the bullpen off the field or anything like that.
You look at that, there's a picture on Facebook I'm gonna look at.
And then you
It's a great picture, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I'm a fan.
Let's bring it back a little
bit. I think
bit.
There's a lot of people are fans.
And then one thing that you're fond of saying is, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, but don't do it in MMA.
Well, I definitely said that. You can shoot up steroids in football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. I could care less. Don't touch it in MMA.
Well, let me ask you this. What if Tom Brady goes out in this Super Bowl and has his best game of his career? Now, the balls are going to be checked. We know that. So if he goes out here and performs like crazy with the balls the league says are okay What does that make of this whole entire deflate game?
What does it make of it if he flops?
Yeah, I don't think it changes the fact.
What if he throws four or five picks?
And that could be something said for that, you know. But they, on the other hand,
but I don't think it does, because in the second half it was different footballs that were inflated. They figured it out, and you know, he went and he threw the three touchdowns or whatever he did, and you know. So, are we making a mountain out of a molehill? Yes and no.
Right.
Did it affect the game whatsoever? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
In this case,
but it's still, if you did something illegal, if you did something against the rules,
if you were caught doing something, because we don't know how this could have happened throughout the regular season.
Sure.
Yeah.
For all we know.
Absolutely.
We don't know how many times, or if it was home games, away games, what have you. So this could be just the time they happen to be caught, and it was the championship game.
But
to
you
get
know,
into the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
what is cheating? And again, you know, I brought up about the steal and the signs. How many times? Well, Warren Sapp has told stories that he would order room service in somebody else's name from somebody else's room because of food poisoning. That they would purposely do something to food.
That makes sense.
You know, so this is proven that they would send up bad food. They would do, you know, whatever if they knew that in Philadelphia you're playing the Philadelphia Eagles for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and Warren Sapp calls in and wants.
Cheeseburger.
Unfortunately, I think they're going to do something to that cheeseburger.
Yeah, I agree. I've been to Philly.
I'm from Philly.
I agree.
That's probably my family that would have done it, you know. You know, and again, it's such a fine, fine line. When the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went to Philly, and I forget the hotel that they were staying at, they purposely did things, made noise, did whatever to affect the sleep of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the day before or the night before the NFC Championship game.
That's amazing.
So
one thing that I originally wanted to bring up in the first place was NHL All-Star Weekend is this weekend. We have skills competitions to be looking forward to.
Yeah.
Stamkos, Johnson was also selected as an All-Star member. Jonathan Drouin, I think, is one of the guys who was picked for the skills competition tonight. It's going to be it's one of my favorite parts of the NHL season, and when it comes to all-star games, all-star weekends, I think the NHL does it the best out of all of the pro leagues, in my opinion. They have the best other stuff, if you will, that goes
along. It's a good week.
Yeah, it's a good week. It's more than just the Pro Bowl. It's more than just what MLB does for their all-star weekend. It's better than the home run derby.
All right, we need to hit this break. When we come back, we still need to talk about the UFC this weekend.
Yes.
Well, weigh-ins just went down, so we're going to talk about that, and we have an outstanding giveaway to talk about when we return. Coming to you live from the 2015 PGA Golf Show, this is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
At the Oaks of Clearwater, you'll enjoy a lifestyle to fit your needs. From independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. Our exciting independent lifestyle is the perfect combination of freedom, comfort, and security. Enjoy total independence with peace of mind. Our independent lifestyle includes chef-prepared meals in our beautiful waterfront dining room, a continental breakfast, all utilities, including cable and telephone, housekeeping with linen service,
service, scheduled transportation, including trips for shopping, local restaurants, theater, and more. Our activities program is second to none. At the Oaks of Clearwater, you'll enjoy affordable luxury waterfront senior living with a $1 million view. Call today, 727-445-4069, and discover where caring, compassionate service really makes the difference.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all of your pickup and delivery needs anytime, anywhere. In offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2828 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so Chris, you're in heaven. You know, we're here at the PGA Golf Show, which is probably, and I know you went to college for golf, but it's probably your second love behind the Bucks. And I should put you a little bit louder. So that
is this thing on?
There you go.
I purposely turned guys down so I can talk more.
No, it's perfect.
So sitting in with us right now is the president of Dynamic Brands, Craig Ramsbottom. Craig, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about your product, but I understand a big Buccaneer fan.
You got it.
You know, Chris is smiling from ear to ear, and so are you. And I know you just asked Chris about what should they do. In your opinion, as a Buck fan, what would you like to see them do?
Well, I agree that, you know, to be successful in the NFL, you need a franchise quarterback. That's been proven. And so it's going to be hard to trade that pick and you know, look further down the draft maybe and acquire some picks. But
who do you think? Who do you take?
I'm a little torn right now. I'm not sure if you go with Mariota or Winston.
I think Winston's the better quarterback. Right. I really, truly do.
I agree.
I don't know if Lovie Smith, because of, you know, Lovie and the Tony Dungy background that we were just talking about, you know, if they take a guy that's had problems and had issues, and people love to bring up a buddy of mine, Warren Sapp, had an issue or two, they took a chance and look at what happened. I still think the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, come calling.
Well, I think they're coming for Mariota if they can get him.
No, absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. And I just think that, based on who we hired at offensive coordinator, the guy from the Falcons, we can't have Mariota. It's just he does not run the same system as the offensive coordinator we hired. So that's a pretty clear-cut, you know, decision that we're not going to take Mariota. Will they take Winston or will they trade? That's the big question there is. But I believe Winston's the best player in the draft. I believe he's the one you have to take if you're going to go that route. I mean,
before we talk about Dynamic Brands, the St. Louis Rams and the Washington Redskins made that trade, and I don't know if you saw this, but when they played, the Rams used all six of the trade as the captains. That was awesome.
That was classic.
That was absolutely awesome.
Give Fisher credit.
Absolutely. Well, we are coming to you from the 2015 PGA Golf Show. Let's talk a little bit about the PGA Golf Show and what's new with Dynamic Brands.
Well, primarily the Daytrick bag line is new this season. And, you know, Dynamic Brands includes Bag Boy, which is known for travel covers, golf carts, and the Revolver golf bag. And a number of products in those categories have pretty much moved forward, possibly some new colors, some minor changes. But for the most part, that line has maintained itself going into the new season. But a number of new Daytrick bags, both cart bags and stand bags.
How difficult is it, and we've had you guys on for quite some time, thanks to Lizzie, and how difficult is it to improve on an already awesome, top-notch product?
You know, you make a good point, because you certainly don't want to just put, lipstick on it. You don't want to just change a color or modify something insignificant and call it a new product. So
you got to be dynamic.
There you go. Well done. So, you rely on the product team and the engineers to do some things, to whether it's new materials, the base of the bag, the top of the bag, the materials themselves, to create a lighter product. To offer some more bells and whistles. And we do have a few new bags that are in development that we have some samples here. We showed some of our customers and our sales representatives to get their feedback, but some things we're working on for the summer as well.
One of my favorite lines, and these are two guys that I play golf with on a regular basis, if you can't operate, decorate. And I have one of your bags. I have the breast cancer, bag, and that's the only bag that I'll ever use.
Fantastic.
That I got
sharp
from you guys.
Bag.
Yeah, I can't operate. I bring you guys.
There you go.
For that reason. So talk about the new products. What is different about, the new bags than in years past?
Yeah, the Light Rider, Daytrick Light Rider cart bag is it's a Golf Digest Gold winner, and it's under 5 pounds. So, it's a bag that includes a lot of storage, a lot of pockets, a lot of organization. And that part of the Daytrick organization is the IDS system. So Daytrick more or less pioneered the organizer cart bag. And it includes full-length dividers all the way down. Individual divider system is what the IDS stands for. And that's a unique feature of a Daytrick bag. And it's something that, we're proud of and that we continue to offer into our products today.
Does it really matter? Because, these, two guys, I was going to call them clowns, but these two guys on both sides of me have given me a hard time because I have like 47 clubs in my bag. Is that really a problem?
You're only allowed 14.
Depends if you're playing by the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're just out having a good time, it really doesn't matter.
No.
Right?
Just like that chipper.
Well, the chipper's funny. Yeah, I love the chipper. Now, we will be giving away one of the CB Light bags. You'll have till 11:59 tonight to register. All you got to do is send an email in the line. All you got to do is write Dynamic Brands. Where can people get information? Where can they purchase some of the products?
Daytrick.com, a lot of information on the golf bags. Dynamicbrands.com includes Bag Boy and Daytrick and Devon and all of our products. Certainly, from a retail standpoint, your local golf store, golf shop, Bag Boy and Daytrick are well distributed throughout the national and regional chains, as well as the golf courses.
How about, real quickly, because I know we're running out of time, talk about the golf towels. And I have a problem using the golf towel because it's so awesome, I don't want to clean my club with it. Well, I want to frame it.
Well, there's a backside to it, and a lot of people say that. Devon does a great job with the artwork and put a beautiful logo on the front of the towel. We can replicate an image, a photograph, a lot of different things. But, I certainly recommend using the back of the towel to clean your clubs.
But when you're in the middle and you're in the heat of the moment, you grab it real quick. I'm like, oh, damn, I used the wrong side.
And you got to throw it in the washer.
Yeah.
Where's home for you, and when will you be taking off?
Richmond, Virginia. That's where we're based. And flying home tomorrow morning.
Redskin fan?
No, Buccaneer fan.
Well, but I'm saying it all. But I know that you're a Buck fan, but not at all. You don't. Why?
No,
you know,
really
it's kind of your home.
No.
I love this guy.
I'm
liking him more by the
way. I like people like that as well, because I hate when people say, well, you live in this town, you have to like them.
Yeah. Right.
And I didn't like the Washington Redskins until my buddy Gruden became the head coach. And, again, because of the ties. And when he played for the Tampa Bay Storm, he was the shortstop on my softball team. So he would literally leave football practice and come. It was about 2 miles to the field and play shortstop.
Nice.
I think the guy had a decent arm.
Yeah, I bet.
Not too
just
bad.
A little bit.
How long do you think it's going to take? And then I'll let you go, because I know that you guys are getting ready to get out of here. How long will it take the Buccaneers to get back to, and I don't want to say Super Bowl, but get back to respectability?
Depends on how this draft goes. That's what I would say.
Yeah, good question. I got to say, I was a little disappointed in this season. I thought, at least in the second half of the year, Lovie might have turned it around a little bit more than he did. I feel like they went out and picked up a few quality free agents and thought they were maybe a little closer than they ended up being. But,
yeah, we underperformed,
yeah,
no doubt.
As fans, and again, we've talked about it, I cover the team. I'm not necessarily a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
Right.
It's my job. Your thoughts when Davin Joseph, first left, was let go, when Donald Penn was first let go. Good move, bad move? I mean, looking back, obviously, I think it was a bad move.
Yeah, but. I agree. And then just like in the championship games, would we have six players that were recent Buccaneers that were starting in this game? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of ex-Buccaneers.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We let these guys go. They go flourish somewhere else. I mean, whether they were even doing good on our team or not doesn't seem to matter. We just let them go.
So as Buccaneer fans, you know, do you now root for New England because there's 72 ex-Bucs on the team?
I root for Jonathan Casillas because he's a friend. But other than that.
Craig, what do you do?
I root for those players. Yeah, you like to see them do well. But kind of a toss-up on the game.
So if Michael Bennett, for some reason, is getting ready to hit Tim Wright, What are you doing? Which guy are you rooting for?
I like to see a good hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I used to host Michael Bennett's radio show as well.
Yeah, and that was a bummer that he got let go because he was good. He was good. He still is good.
Well, and Chidi was kind of complaining about this on Facebook. It's not that they let him go. They didn't want to pay him what he thought he was worth.
Right.
And he got what he wanted in Seattle money-wise. He almost came back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of that. But he has a ring. Now he has two rings because, again, I told Jonathan last week he won a ring. This next week he wins the ring that matters.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Do you still go to games? Do you still?
I do. I try to get to one home game a year, and then I try to hit a road game as well.
You can play golf on any golf course in the world with any other three people. So you can have the greatest foursome of all time, or the Bucks are in the Super Bowl on the same day. Which do you do?
Wow.
Now, it's not job-related, because if it's job-related, obviously you're going to go play golf.
You can pick anybody.
Not you. Yeah, you can tell in a minute. But, you know, because, he's the golf guy from Dynamic Brands.
You know, I made a mistake of not making the effort to go to the first Super Bowl. Now you look back and how it's been, 12 plus years or something. You realize they don't come around that often. So I think with my career and vocation, I'm able to get on a lot of golf courses and play with a lot of cool people. I think I'd definitely go to the Super Bowl.
Before we get back to the Super Bowl, and I was there and it was cool. I've been to a lot of things, and that was one thing looking back. Favorite course that you've ever played on?
It's kind of cliche to say Pebble Beach, but that was quite an experience. But I got to play Old Head in Ireland, Kinsale, Ireland. Unbelievable spot of basically Isla Island off of the south side of Ireland, and mm-hmm. Just an incredible piece of land, incredible property, beautiful course.
How's the weather for it, though?
You know, surprisingly good. I've had the opportunity to go over there a couple times, and didn't really, we had some rain, but sunny, 60s.
Nice.
How good of a golfer are you?
Right now?
I mean, again, I play the putt-putt course, so.
I don't get to play that often. I should play more. I don't play that much, but I can, generally shoot around 80, former scratch golfer, but don't have time to practice.
No, I shoot 82 on the front nine. On the front nine. And then I go into the back nine. Well, Craig, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for the participation over the past couple of years, through Lizzie, and hopefully we can continue this. And we'll be here at the PGA Show in 2016.
Wow.
And hopefully we can have you back live again.
We'll do it. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We only have a minute or two left. Let's real quickly talk about the UFC tomorrow.
Yeah, we have, what is that, UFC on Fox number 14 already, returning back to Sweden, going to be feature Alexander Gustafsson back in Stockholm going up against Rumble.
I'm taking Rumble. I don't know why. Just
Anthony Johnson.
I just think because it messes up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Well, and it really doesn't, because Rumble will get, we'll get the title shot. But, because of the Gustafsson fight, because of how it went down, because of the whole, thing that it was, I don't know. I'm just leaning towards Rumble, and I'm leaning towards Ryan Bader. And that's not even the co-main event. I keep saying that's the co-main event. And, of course, whoever Dan Henderson is fighting, I'm taking him.
Gegard Mousasi.
No, I'm taking him.
Yeah. It's crazy that we've been the entire time skipping over the co-main event. Akira Korsani also is fighting Sam Cecilia. That's the curtain jerker for the main event. I have Bader in this as well. I think that he feels the need a little bit more than Davis does. Davis has been at the top, was very close to his number one contendership, and didn't get it. Bader is still trying to get back towards that, and he's feeling the urgency a little bit more. Dan Henderson, 44 years old. Sure, he's a name. He still has a powerful right hand, but Mousasi, who also isn't exactly in a do or die situation. He has said he feels like it's
right.
It's well, that for
you know,
him.
And we're almost out of time, but I need to throw this out. Anderson Silva said in the phone presser yesterday that he feels like his fight next Saturday is his first fight in the UFC. As silly as that is, you know, because of you
it's
know what
mentality.
Happened to him, you know, it is. And I'm looking forward to a really good fight. It should be really interesting. That'll be next Saturday. We'll talk more about that next week. Enjoy the Pro Bowl. Enjoy the All-Star game. Hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
@KOS.
Have a great week.